Welcome to Miracles and Wellness Podcast. I'm Clarissa Booker, your holistic health coach and beauty expert. I know how stress can derail your well-being as an entrepreneur. I'll be sharing simple strategies to reduce stress, ditch stress eating, and replace other habits while energizing your day by incorporating more plants onto your plate. With small shifts that can boost your health, happiness, and productivity. Whether you're seeking guidance with weight loss, stress release, or just a moment to recharge, I invite you to join me. Let's optimize your wellness path. So be open to receive because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Let's go. Hey there, friend. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful day. So today we're going to talk a little bit about plant-based lifestyle and how it affects us when we're incorporating more movement into our life, into our routine, just racking up that fitness, okay? And contrary to what some people might say, it does help improve your physical performance. It helps enhance recovery and just our overall long-term well-being when you think about it. I think just sometimes people don't have all the knowledge. And I think that's a lot of times what it is. For one, to start, when you have a well-planned plant-based diet, it will provide you with all the essential nutrients that you need, that we need for athletic performance and recovery and all the things beyond. Even when it comes to when people have some concerns about protein, first of all foods have protein, and there are definitely some that have more, of course. So if you are ramping up your physical activity, so if you're in the gym or outside, however you tend to work out, it's up to you, right? That you have extra sources of protein. If you're just doing your regular walks for one versus going to the gym and you're in there for 2 hours a day, there's different levels of physical activity. So if we're more on the more progressive side, where we're going hard in the gym, we're trying to crush it, you can add more protein into your plan, okay? And there's many sources for that, whether it's tofu, tempeh, legumes, seitan. I mean, there's quite a bit, okay? So you're definitely capable of adding extra if needed. Additionally, there are supplements as well. And this can also add B12, omega-3 fatty acids. And just like any particular way of eating, any style of eating, distribute your protein throughout the day, right? So maybe you're having legumes at one meal, maybe you have a tofu scramble at breakfast, maybe you have some quinoa and some tofu together. There's just a variety of ways that you can meal prep, right? And pre and post exercise meals can also add fiber rich foods in there to help replenish the glycogen stores and facilitate muscle repair, right? And so you also wind up recovering faster because of the abundance of phytochemicals. So it's just a natural compound found in plant foods. And it's been shown to have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, which is going to help reduce exercise-induced inflammation and oxidative stress, okay? So this is going to help you recover faster, all right? Proper recovery is crucial when we are engaging in movement throughout our day and we're trying to reach our fitness goals. So this is going to help prevent injuries, help optimize our performance. So this is all great. This is all for the win, okay? This is all positive. And then you're going to have increased energy from eating your whole grains, your fruits, your vegetables, right? Your complex carbohydrates. It's not that all carbohydrates are bad. I mean, carbs have obviously has a bad name. I think it's kind of coming out of that, but there are still many ways of eating that still try to demean carbs, and it's needed. We need fiber in our diet, and complex carbohydrates are digested more slowly. It releases glucose into the bloodstream more gradual, okay? So instead of demonizing carbs, think about complex carbohydrates and simple carbohydrates. Simple is sugar. So this is what we want to try to avoid, eliminate, or limit, okay? So it's going to spike our blood sugar, go in there and hit it higher. So it's not that all carbs are bad. Carbs are our friend. They are our friend, all right? So aim for more complex carbohydrates and not simple. So just try to swap it out. And if you have a sweet tooth, try to swap it out for nature's sugar. I think that's how it is. Nature's candy. I think that's what they say. And eat fruit, okay? And fruit is so good. And for some reason, you do not think fruit is sweet enough for you, then just give it some time and your palate will adjust. Sometimes if you are used to consuming an excess amount of salt, sugar, and fat, your palate is adjusted to that. And once you just have to eliminate it, give yourself time, right? And just be like, I'm taking this out. I'm done with this. You can even start with a short period of time, all right? And just be like, just do your swaps and just be like, okay, I'm going to eat fruit every time I feel the urge to eat something sweet. And so that you're not going to the pastry products, the cookies, all of those things for, you know what I'm saying, for that matter. Also, soda pop. So even if you're drinking diet pop, leave it alone, throw it out the window, you know, get some green tea. You can make yourself a smoothie and you could put some protein powder in there. There's tons and tons of plant-based protein powders. You could add some hemp seeds as well, chia seeds. I mean, there's so much you can do to get all your nutrients and to feel energized and to feel full. Okay. So just avoiding those things. And then not even forget to rest, right? And just holistic self-care as a whole. So there's just many things you can do and you can meet all your requirements, your protein requirements, if you're active, just getting all the essential nutrients that you need. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you eat. You have to plan your meals accordingly. It's not like this strange thing, eating one way we have to plan your meals. This is why you have to meal prep. And that takes the struggle out of it. Like if you are hungry and you're starving and you just run in the house or you're on the road, a lot of times you're like, I don't feel like cooking right now. So that's when you might order the takeout or grab some snacks in there. You might have some snacks for the kids and you just eat that or whatever it is, you know? So just taking that time for yourself to meal prep and have everything settled. And then you think about it, sometimes people eat the same stuff all the time, even though it might not notice it, right? You might not notice it. You might be on autopilot, like if you eat chicken and rice every day. But then somebody tells you to engage in a different way of eating and you're like, but that's going to be the same thing. Not actually. You actually eat more of a variety of foods. There's more cuisine. There's just more love in your cooking when you're eating plant-based. When you're cooking, there's so much you could do to make your plate beautiful. Even when they talk about making it like the rainbow to getting everything you need. I mean, eating chicken, rice, and broccoli every single day is not fun. It's not fun. You know, so, and then if, I'm just using it as an example, right? But if you're eating that way, you're eating the same thing. So if somebody's like, hey, try this tofu or this tempeh and eat chickpeas, and there's more variety. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's still going to help your health as a whole, right? Help regulate your blood sugar levels, promote satiety so you feel full, support weight management. And if you're eating whole foods, this isn't saying going to the store and getting every vegan processed food you can find. This is why I say plant-based, because you can eat 12 Impossible Burgers in a week and that's still not going to be any different, right? Even if you're trying to transition, try something once or twice a week and not having that be the full capacity of your meal, because that's still not going to be good to your heart, which is there to take care of you, your arteries. It's still going to have all the sugar, the fat, and the cholesterol, all of those things. So ideally, try to have more whole foods on your plate, right? The more, the better. And you don't have to think about it like, I can't eat that. Just think about adding more of something onto your plate, right? And the more you add on, the more the other stuff falls off. The more the less nutrient dense food falls off, right? And then you'll notice you'll feel even full. And the more nutrient foods you eat, the less cravings you will have, right? So if you're eating this other food that's not meant for you, your body's still going to be looking for those missing nutrients, right? And you'll just wind up eating some more, okay? And so it's great for recovery. Also, it's going to help your gut right, in your immune system, which also goes back to the recovery aspect. So let's have a holistic paradigm where we shift towards optimal health, performance, and sustainability, right? So at the end of the day, you can unlock your full potential and reach your goals for whatever that may be for you, building muscle, enhancing your endurance, your overall well-being, because we are going to increase longevity. This is what we are going to do, okay? It's always a bigger picture. Think ahead, not just for today when we are in this moment. Yes, you're going to look cute in the heels. Yes, you're going to look cute in the dress, but it's more than that, all right? Hope this was of value to you. And don't forget to subscribe. Until next time.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast, leaving 5-star review.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and are feeling empowered in your journey towards a thriving well-being. Also, share this episode to someone you know this will bless, as that's how we spread the message. And don't forget just to take 30 seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts by scrolling down the show page and clicking write a review, because it also helps us grow. I appreciate you taking the time to show us support.